Sorry, let's look through the window at baseball. It's a little cloudy out here, a little bit of a drizzle, but not where he is, and that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do this for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, how are you this happy Sunday?
Hey, Bruce.
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Yes, sir.
I hope you enjoy the day today.
Absolutely.
Well, Tyler Chatwood came out here yesterday, and Bruce, I hope you saw some of the game. I know there's a lot on. But this is ace number one stuff he had. And Ron Wota said it this morning that Giants are a good fastball hitting team. They have some guys who can turn it around. They couldn't get it around on this guy.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you start looking fastball because he throws 96 and he's got just a tremendous breaking ball that winds up down around your ankles. I mean, it was just a classic complete game, which you don't see very often these days. It's so refreshing. The guy just start to finish, forget about it. No relievers. You know, why would you? Why would you take the guy out? And he had everybody off balance. You know, hitting's about timing, and nobody can time the guy. It's a pretty tough combo when you throw 96 and you got the great breaking ball.
Yeah, I loved it. In fact, I commented on that. I was sitting up there. Remember Cody, Pat? Remember Cody Pasby?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think he was there yesterday. I think that was him. You forget these days. Bruce, do you find the days run together sometimes?
Yeah, usually when I'm writing about a Saturday game, I call it Sunday.
Yeah, really?
And thank God the desk always catches it.
So I was sitting with Cody, who does, he's the producer for the nighttime show now.
For Big Ray Woodson.
And I said, look, I said, and just what Bruce said, I said, this guy goes 94, 95, and 78.
Yeah.
You know,
I really wasn't that familiar with him. I knew the name, but didn't know much about him. But boy, just you watch that game, you know everything you need to know.
Yeah, came over from the Angels and
a couple of Tommy Johns,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
he's had a couple of things like that. I talked to Wotus today about Nolan Arenado, and of course, Wo's got to be politically correct. But I said, come on, you know, in baseball, Bruce, there are certain players just hit teams very hard, and then they hit him or do something. You know, Wo couldn't exactly say that, but you got to pitch him differently. This Nolan Arenado has become a true Giants killer.
Yeah, well, he's killing a lot of people. I mean, this is a guy who's pretty much guaranteed to hit 40-something home runs. He plays an unbelievable third base, and he's got the great attitude. Like, you know, I haven't done anything yet. I've still got to prove myself every day. There's a lot I got to learn. And meanwhile, he's like, you know, he has no weaknesses whatsoever. But he's not impressed with himself. He's always looking to improve, and it's funny because he looked kind of lost during the WBC. It was really bizarre. He was waving at pitches. First time I'd ever seen him, really had no idea what he was doing up there. But then the season started, and you know, forget about that. He's back to himself.
Yeah, Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle with us, Marty and Pat on the Public House patio. Hey, look, Bruce, I called Sergio Garcia at the Masters. That's a pretty good pick, right? And then yesterday that Nolan Arenado was going to go off and finally hit. Which of those two picks do you think was bolder?
Sergio by a million miles. I mean, I would predict every day that Arenado goes 4-for-5 with two homers and two great plays. I would never pick Sergio in a major.
Well, Bruce, my point is, yesterday I asked Marty, is right now the golden age for third baseman in baseball? And obviously I don't have the grasp of baseball's history like you two characters, so I'll ask you, what do you think with Josh Donaldson and Arenado? Jake Lamb is on the rise, Manny Machado. I mean, it's a pretty a third baseman are hot in the streets right now.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the early 60s with Eddie Matthews and Ron Santo, Kenny Boyer, Cleet Boyer, Brooks Robinson.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I'd go back to that period.
Okay.
And that's just a few of them. I think there's probably more than names escaping me, but it reminds me of that. But, you know, I think it's equal. I mean, these guys are... They're phenomenal defensively, and they're big-time power hitters and RBI guys, and it's quite a standard they're setting. It's impressive.
I had a nice chat with Wotus this morning about covering the line. Because, you know, Nunez, the ball seems to scoot under his glove going to his left, and he's not really covering the line that much. And, you know, he's a great athlete, but, you know, there's a lot of instinct involved in playing third base. And I started thinking about Eric Chavez. Bruce, I'll tell you this. Chavez was the best I ever saw at guarding the line. And I asked him, why? He says, because I cheat over towards the line. The ball is not going past me.
Yeah.
But it's an art. The third baseman is an artist on the field. There's a lot of things that third baseman's got to do.
And it's great, too, because along with that, you probably have to have the best reactions of any defender on the field. It's first base, too. But, I mean, you got these right-handed dead pull hitters just hitting rockets at you. I mean, just unbelievable stuff, and you have to react so quickly. But then there's the cerebral part of it comes into it too. I mean, you got to be tough. You got to have the instincts, and it's I've always enjoyed watching the great ones. You know, Nunez didn't have a great defensive reputation when he came here, and right away he made a couple of shaky plays. But I think overall he hasn't really killed him at third. He'll turn in some great plays. He's got a pretty good arm, and he seems to be holding down the position. You know, he's holding off Gillespie and heaven knows, you know, Arroyo or who else would come in there.
One of the plays this week that I liked, Bruce Jenkins with us from the Chronicle, was Joe Panik making the tag and Tony Walters knocking the ball out of his glove into right field. And with the bases loaded, a couple of runs came in for the Rockies. And then Cueto got the double play ball from LeMahieu, which was just unbelievable to get him out of the inning. But it made me think of Eddie Stanky. And I know a few people like, no, seriously, remember when he kicked the ball out of Phil Rizzuto's glove in the World Series?
Yeah, it's a famous play, yeah.
And he kicked it into left field, and he was chastised for doing that. Dirty play and all this kind of stuff, but Wouters
got away with it.
Yeah, he did, and that's the way you played the game.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen a play like that in a long time. And Wouters said, we checked the replay very carefully. This is the baseball today, Bruce. This is the difference.
Yeah.
We checked the replay very carefully to make sure he didn't throw an elbow or a shoulder or do anything out of the ordinary, because then he would have been automatic. You know, the old A-Rod, you know, the way he did it, you know, knocking the glove by with his hand. And
yeah.
He said it was perfectly clean, and Panik's got to understand next time that to secure the ball better. But it brought back the whole Eddie Stanky thing to me.
Yeah, I think it was on Panik. That's a play that he's going to make, then he's going to keep the ball in there. But yeah, I mean, you can check that play out like within 5 minutes. Where the Stanky play, I don't know if there's even there's footage of it, but it's not, you know, not like it is today where you slow it down, you freeze it, and everything else. And but you know, it's a good aggressive play that you can't bust the guy. It's just it's board. You know, it's some would call it dirty. Some would just call it, it's just smart baseball.
Absolutely, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the insides of the game. The other play we talked about, and it's good to catch up with you because we covered a lot of Jackie Robinson stuff yesterday. But the 3-run scoring on the swinging bunt, how about that one?
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing that. I think I may have seen it in Little League about 2 years ago. But, you know, where the balls get thrown all over the place, but. It was Parker who scored the last run, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's out. But I loved seeing him be the aggressor there, cross the plate, you know, leap up, fist pumping, sort of like Angel Pagan, you know, in that famous play inside the park homer. It was just really inspiring. You know, there's nothing like good aggressive base running that pays off, gets you a run, fires up the crowd. And just one of those plays where you're thinking, you know, I've been watching baseball for a million years, and I don't recall seeing that.
No. And I'll tell you another thing. I like Phil Nevin.
Yeah.
We had him on this morning. And, again, Bruce, I know you have a lot going on, but if you have a chance to listen to that one.
Unfortunately, no, but I can catch up to it. I'm intrigued by him.
Yeah, it's on my page, you know, the podcast, wherever you find my stuff. But I'll tell you, this is a baseball guy.
Yep.
This guy is going to be a manager. And he's a solid baseball guy, and I think he's done a great job at third base.
Yeah, we're going to see, you know, as the season goes on, there's going to be plays that are really defining, you know, where he holds or sends a guy, and the game's absolutely in the balance. And if you get it wrong, it's in the papers the next day. And unfortunately, that happened to Roberto Kelly about 6 times last year.
Yeah, in the first week.
In the first week. But, you know, I have a good feeling about Nevin. I know Bochy does, too. I think Flannery respects the heck out of him. I think he was he's a guy that's built for that job, and it is going to be a stepping stone to managing, hopefully. But, you know, real solid guys. Bochy's very familiar with him, and I think it's going to work out well.
Yeah, I just enjoy talking with him. You know, he gets it. He understands the game. He understands the way the game is. All right, so today, Pat, Bruce, I'll throw it out to you. Antonio Senzatella sounds like something they bang together at a game in the Orient or something. But Antonio Senzatella against Jeff Samardzija. Don't try to spell it or write the article about it. But this is baseball. This is baseball at its finest. The youngster, 22 years old, out of Venezuela, 0-4.
He sounds like
training.
It sounds like he. may have pitched for Italy in the WBC, but
yeah, Venezuela. And so, you know, 0-4 in spring training, first two games, 12 innings, one or two runs given up, 95 miles an hour, and here he comes against the Giants at AT&T Park, and Jeff Samardzija on the other side. You know, who knows what's going to happen, but it's an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't even hope to venture a prediction there. You know, I'm always into Samardzija. I always think he's going to do well. I just love him as a competitor. And, you know, to say he's going to go out and throw, you know, seven shutout innings is a little bit much. But I don't know. I think the Giants, you know, after yesterday, I think they'll right the ship. I mean, they were really baffled by a great pitcher yesterday. He was great. The guy was great yesterday. I don't know if we'll see that today.
Well, Samardzija had great success last year against the Rockies in four starts at 2.51 ERA. He's had a rough April. It's hard to get a beat on this guy, Bruce. Boy, we all like his personality. And he's a guy that hit Goldschmidt. And, boy, I can't think of a better guy to handle those duties. But,
right, boy,
the Giants sure do need him to step up. You know, he had come so far in his final 10 starts last year, getting the off-speed stuff going. What do you think, at the All-Star break, where do you think Samardzija will be?
Well, you know, he's a bit of a slinger, you know, and when you sling the ball up there, you don't always have the same release point. You don't always have the same bite on the breaking pitch. You don't always have the movement on the fastball, as opposed to a guy like Bumgarner, who's like a machine out there, and all of his pitches, you know, tend to do the same thing. You know, when Samardzija's on, he's fantastic. And again, the competitiveness really comes out. But you know, there's times when the breaking ball is either not snapping or it's not hitting the zone. The fastball's a little too straight. He's got four innings going. All of a sudden, boom, boom, and two balls in the stands. You know, so I mean, it's hard. It's hard to call it with him. But you know, it's a good thing that he is such a warrior out there, because I think that gets him through a lot of situations.
Well, he had a good game his last one. That's the one where Gorky's missed the ball.
Correct.
In center field. That was a good one. And his last 10 or 12 were very good. But you're right. I think you just have to accept the fact that, as Bruce described him, that's who he is. Mm-hmm. He's going to generally give you six, seven innings. He's going to go close to 200 innings. But somehow it's going to get away. But the interesting thing is Posey isn't catching him today. Mm-hmm. And again, Nick Hundley will catch him today. So I caught him the other night.
Yep.
Of course, after Posey was hitting the head, he was out. But let's see how Hundley deals with him today. I think that's a big part of Samardzija, is getting him to keep the ball down and throwing that kind of game.
Yeah,
you never know. I mean, if the Giants win, you know, 6-1 and those two guys really mesh, maybe that'll be a combination we see again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Posey looks like he'll DH in Kansas City, Bruce. And then the Okert is up today. That is the one move they made, Parker to the DL. And then we'll see when they get to Colorado. We'll see what they do with Posey. I don't know. I guess once you clear him, say he's okay. I mean, he's a catcher. What are you going to do? I mean, he's got to go back and catch.
Yeah. I mean, it's good timing in Kansas City. It's amazing timing, really, that he could DH, you know, without even thinking about it. He'll just DH. But yeah, he's a catcher. He wants to catch. That's the key to their season, is him catching a lot of games.
Right.
You know, he got his bell rung, but he looked, you know, for a guy that got hit in the head, he looked pretty good. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Jesus, is this guy ever going to get up, or one of those things.
Right.
And of course, through the whole history of the game, you've had guys that happen to that three or four times, and they still can put a sentence together.
It just may not be in the right order.
Didn't JT get? Didn't he take one off the face?
John Shea did a great. Did you see the
Yeah, that was good. Reading about Conigliaro and Dickey Thon, and there's so many levels to this thing. I mean, there are guys who get hit so squarely, and maybe the helmets weren't that good, if they even had a helmet. And they're never the same. Or in one case, you know, Ray Chapman didn't survive it.
Right.
And other cases where guys might get hit three or four times and they're ready to go. Just no problem. No concussion. No nothing. You know.
Yeah. I can remember growing up, there was someone from the White Sox, a utility infielder, Cass Michaels.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I think he was hit, Bruce, probably two or three times. He was one of these guys, you know, his eyes were going in different directions.
Yeah.
And then they brought him back the next day on the bench, and he pinch hit. You know, that's what they did in those days.
If
Pete Reiser, I'm all right. Get me out of the hospital. And DeRozan.
And a lot of times they were right. You know, that was the way to go. But then I'm sure there were some other cases where enough care was not taken, and, you know, later in life it really came back to haunt the guy.
And that's the true story. That's
no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, have a great day. Any predictions? I know you wrote a great beginning story on the NBA, and you've covered it so well. Warriors-Portland, how do you see that one coming out?
Well, Portland has said today that Nurkic, the center that they got late in the season who turned their season around, is not going to play because of his knee injury. Oh. And it's in Oakland, and it's small ball, and it's probably going to be a 20-point Warriors win, I would imagine. And they're going to win that series in five games tops, I would imagine. If Nurkic can't play today, I can't imagine him being like all of a sudden 100% at any point. So that's going to be a relative breeze, and then we'll see what happens in the second round.
Oh, yeah, and I hope I'm staying hot on the predictions, Bruce. I'm saying Warriors win the championship 16 games to 2. I don't think that's an outrageous prediction like Marty likes to do in spring training. Hey, but Bruce, final NBA note. Clippers, I mean, they'd been dominating the Jazz, winning 16 of 18, and then the Jazz get it done. Joe Johnson on the final shot. That was something. I mean, that is the Clippers in a nutshell, huh?
It really is. I pick Utah. The Clippers, these guys have been together for years, and they still don't trust each other. They don't really like each other. They like each other less every year. they're going to blow it up probably in this winter after another hideous playoff loss, and the only good thing is they lose is they won't have to get humiliated by the Warriors in the second round.
Okay. Right. Silver lining.
All right. Have a great afternoon, Bruce. We'll talk to you next
Thanks,
weekend.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, guys.
All right. That is a great Bruce Jenkins.
He's the best.
He is the best.
He brings a great attitude every weekend. Marty, one of your greatest calls, one of your best examples of judgment is getting him to do every Saturday and Sunday with you.
Yeah, and really, and Mark Pearsall over at Truett & White and
nice
Marvin
work.
Windows and Doors, they love it. And
yeah, me
we're
too.
Just happy to have Bruce here.